Remember, like, comment, subscribe, download, and leave a rating today. You can follow this podcast on all social platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also send emails to localneighborhoodbaby@gmail.com with all your thoughts and comments on each episode. Don't forget, you can make a monthly contribution and become a supporter of this podcast by going to anchor.fm/localneighborhoodbaby. Your monthly contribution will help towards improving the quality of each podcast episode and the production. Thank you so much for your support. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to also mention that we do have a new website up. It is podpage.com. That's podpage.com/stressed-depressed-anxious. Going on that website will show you all of the episodes. You can listen to the episodes right from the website. You can also see all my tweets. You can see all of our ratings for the episodes. You can also, of course, go and rate the podcast yourself on Apple. But you'll be able to see all the ratings, the reviews. You'll be able to post comments on the episodes, which is really exciting. You can send me voice messages from the webpage. You can also subscribe to the mailer list so that you can get newsletters and be privy to any special giveaways that I may do pretty soon. And you'll also have all the links to the other platforms where you can listen to the podcast, as well as tons of other stuff. So I definitely encourage you guys to go check out the website. And hopefully we can build a really fun community. And you can tell me, you know, all of your comments, suggestions, thoughts right from the website as well. And if you want to, you can go check out my Twitter page, SD_anxious. That's S as in stressed, D as in depressed _anxious on Twitter. And from there, you can also send me your thoughts and comments and questions and concerns and things like that. Please go check out the website. Let me know what you think of it. And without further ado, let's get into today's episode. So I think the week before Christmas is usually pretty stressful for anyone on any year. And I think that this year is no different. Actually, it's probably more stressful than usual given the 2020 madness. However, I will just say that I feel like everything is just starting to really piss me off, which is like a weird statement to make because this year has been crazy, of course, and there has been so many situations and so many things happening where, you know, anybody could get super pissed off. But I don't know, just for some reason this past week or so has been really, I just been really at the end of my rope. One of the things that's been going on that's been making me pissed is situations at work. All right, so I'll tell you guys a little bit about that. So there is this one quirky woman that I work with. She is, I don't know, she's kind of just insane, like in my view. I just don't understand what her thought process is on anything. The slightest, I mean, maybe a lot of people have this kind of coworker, but the slightest thing that's going on, like the slightest, you know, if there's something that she doesn't understand, if there is, you know, a slight question that she may have or like anything, it becomes everybody's problem immediately. She's talking about it. She's like, oh my God, I can't get this to work. She starts complaining. She just never stops. She's super incessant. And it's just really disruptive. She's also the kind of person where like, she's just loud in general. So like if she's laughing, she laughs like rambunctiously. She's super, super loud. She won't stop laughing, actually. She's one of those people. And everybody's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And she's just like, I've had too much sugar. And she just is like, just weird, like just fucking weird. And I'm hesitant to call anyone weird because I just feel like it has such a negative connotation to it. But like, I don't know what other word to use. Except to say, like, I just don't understand where she's coming from on a lot of things. But all that wouldn't bother me because I feel like I'm the kind of person where I like variety. I don't like to be bored. So even if someone's kind of annoying, I just am like, it's like adds a little spice to my day. Do you know what I mean? Like, I like a mixed bag of people around me. I like, I don't know. I like variety. I get bored easily. What can I say? But so all that stuff probably wouldn't bother me, except for the fact that like, one thing that really grinds my gears and triggers me, if you will, is when I tell somebody to stop doing something personal to me and they don't stop. I feel like now you're really pushing it, you know, past its limits. I like, if I'm clearly communicating with you to tell you to stop doing something to me and you don't stop, I just feel like it makes me feel unsafe. It makes me feel out of control. And it makes me feel like I need to defend myself. Like, it just puts me completely on edge. So one of the things that I've asked this woman to stop doing is touching me. Okay, and she's not the only one. Let me explain. There are some people that are just naturally touchy-feely, right? So when they're talking to you, they're putting their hand on your shoulders. They're like, just, they'll reach out and touch you. They'll be like, I like your shirt. And they'll reach out and touch your shirt or whatever the case may be. Some people are just like that. They touch people. They touch people a lot. And to be quite honest with you, I am not that type and I don't appreciate that kind of stuff. You know, if I can tell if somebody is that kind of person, right? And I just try to use nonverbal cues because I don't like to be rude. So I try to use nonverbal cues to kind of tell that kind of a person that like I don't personally like that. I'm a very exclusionary person, if that makes sense. I like who I like. I keep a small circle and I only allow certain people to touch me. It's like, it sounds so weird to say, but it's true. It's like, if you're my really, really close friend and we have, like, I just have that vibe with you, like I have that relationship with you, then I don't mind it too much. Like if you hug me, or if you reach out and you touch my arm or something like that, like I just don't mind it too much. And it doesn't, I don't even think about it. But then there's like everyone else. And with everyone else, I don't particularly like it. So one of the nonverbal things I do is just kind of move back a little. It's not rude. It's not like outlandishly like, you know, jumping back 10 steps. It's just like, you know, you might reach out to touch my shoulder and I might instantly move back a little. And a lot of times it's instinctual. It's not even something that I think about doing, you know? And a lot of people who are intelligent enough to read nonverbal cues will take that. After you do it the first 2 or 3 times, they realize you just don't really like to be touched and they don't really do that. And that's usually what's happened or what I've, you know, experienced in my life, right? Okay. This woman, nonverbal cues do not work on her. She literally, and this is COVID. This is during a pandemic, okay? I do not normally like to be touched by other people. I just don't. I'm so sorry to anybody who's touchy-feely out there. I think you're great. I think that's nice, but I just don't particularly like it. This is during a pandemic. We have strict rules in our office to kind of like minimize face-to-face talking, you know, like if there's something that you can send in an email or through a Skype message or through a phone call, or say through a phone call, then you should probably do that and not get up and go to somebody's desk to talk to them face to face, right? And touching people, it's just like, you should probably not be touching people because there's a pandemic going on. So we get emails from HR all the time about that kind of stuff, just as a reminder, you know, and wearing your mask and all that good stuff, right? So you would think that, you know, people would adhere to that and, you know, realize that by now, this late in the game. But I don't know. I don't know if it's just natural instincts that take over, but whatever. This woman, like when she's talking, she'll like reach out and touch, whatever. She has this habit of like, okay, one thing I hate and absolutely hate, not outside of COVID and everything else, like I fucking hate, stopped reaching out and touching my hair. Okay, like I don't like people touching my hair. All right, I spend time, I get up in the morning, I do my hair, whether I want it in curls, whether I want it straight, whether I want it up or down or in a ponytail or in a bun, whether I'm using gel or some hairspray or whatever other product, I get up in the fucking morning and I do my hair. Where I live, it's pretty humid and, you know, My hair is naturally curly. So yeah, it takes some work, okay, to do my hair and make sure that it looks nice for me to go into work. I don't like people touching my hair. I don't like people touching me in general, but I definitely don't fucking like people sticking their hands into my hair. And you would not believe how many times in my life that people I don't even fucking know like that. You know what I mean? Like, not even like beyond like a friend, people will just reach out and feel like they can just touch your hair, put their fucking fingers in your hair, you know? And it's like, I just don't even understand the psychology behind that, because I've never even had the thought like cross my mind to stick my hand in somebody else's hair while telling them like, oh, I like your hair today, and stick your hands in it. Like, what the fuck? You know? And she has a habit of trying to do that. She'll be like, oh, your hair is so curly today. And like, she'll like put her fucking hands in my hair. And it's like, are you kidding me? So you're walking around here wearing a mask because of a pandemic, but you're going to stick your hands that you've been typing on a keyboard, you've been touching surfaces, you've been doing this, doing that, touching whatever, and you're going to stick your fucking grubby hands into my hair? No, that shit fucking pisses me off. And she's done this like before, pre-pandemic. And I've told her, like, don't touch my hair. Like, don't. You know what I mean? And the fact that I find it, maybe I'm crazy, but I find it outlandish that I even have to say that, you know? It's like, we're not in grade school. Like, why are you putting your hands in someone's hair? Why? You know, it's not like we're close. It just pisses me off. So I've told her this before, but again, she does that shit. She like did that yesterday. She put her fucking hands in my hair and I was like, stop touching my hair. Like, literally stop. You know, stop touching me. And I had gotten to the point where I was just like so annoyed, because I don't like to get like stern with people, if you will. Like, I don't like to have to go out of my way to just be like, fuck off, you know? I'm not the nicest person, okay? I'm just going to put that out there. I'm not the nicest person. When I feel like nice people, like I've been around nice people. You guys exist. Like, I've been around very nice, very kind people that just like, oh, like everything is sunshine and roses. Like, I wouldn't describe myself that way. I would say that I'm a polite person. I would say that I can be kind. But I wouldn't say that I'm just overly nice or anything like that. Okay. So I'm polite. Especially at work. Like, I would say I'm polite and I'm professional. Those are the two words that I would use to describe me. Anything beyond that would just be me lying about myself. Okay. So I'm not that friendly. So I don't even understand, again, like the psychology behind thinking that that would be a good idea. And then today, so yesterday was like, don't put your fucking hands in my hair. I didn't say fucking, but I did say, don't, like, please don't put your hands in my hair. Like, stop. You know what I mean? And just like, oh, you know, I was just saying that it looks nice. And it's like, yeah, but you don't have to put your hands in it. Okay. I don't care. Shit. And so today, what she does is she fucking, like, she's like, because I told her before, I was like, please stop. Like, she, like, I think she was talking to me like the day before yesterday, and she was like touching my arm or whatever or something. And I was just like, can you stop touching me, please? Can you please stop touching me? And I said it like annoyed, because again, this is something that I've said like multiple times to her before. It's like, can you please stop touching me? And she's like, and just like brushing it off, like, oh, you know, like, whatever. Like, I guess I'm just spreading my germs. Like, no, it's not fucking funny. What the fuck? You know? Jeez. And then today, I can't help but laugh because I feel like it's fucking ridiculous. Okay, so today, she like comes from the, okay, she goes to the bathroom. She comes, like, I'm talking to someone in my department. And she just comes back from the bathroom and she's like, rubs her hands, I kid you not, all over like my, like, I was wearing a cardigan. So she rubs her hand all over my like arms or whatever, like up and down my arms. And it's like, I'm touching you. And I was like, I literally like lost my shit. And I was like, stop it. You're fucking disgusting. Stop touching me. Like, stop touching me with your gross, disgusting hands. I think that's what I said. Like, stop touching me with your gross, disgusting hands. And she was like, I just washed my hands. And I was like, I don't care. You just came from the bathroom. You're so disgusting. And I literally, it was like somewhere after 5. I usually stay at work like later. The hours, I guess you could say, quote unquote, because I'm a salaried worker and my job is really stressful. So I'm usually working so many hours, but I'm supposed to leave at 5, I guess you could say. But I normally leave somewhere closer to like 6:30, 7 some days. And I was just like, no, I'm fucking done. As soon as she did that, she pissed me off. I just fucking walked out. And I was actually supposed to, I was supposed to go to somebody's birthday event. So like there was like 3 or 4 people. It was probably more like 5 to 6 people. We were going to go. There's this restaurant where that has like this outdoor seating, spaced out outdoor seating, whatever. And we're just going to go and have a couple of drinks. Yada, yada. I was already like about it because like, honestly, pandemic, I don't really, if I don't have to fucking go, I don't want to go. Plus it's like the middle of the week. And if you're going to do something like that, why would you do it on a fucking Wednesday? Why not a Friday? But okay, like I was really hesitant to go, and like everybody was just kind of like, oh, come on, you know, you should go, blah, blah, blah. Because I have a really good rapport with this person. So it was just like, oh, I don't know. Like in my head, I'm like, I kind of feel obligated to go. So maybe I'll go for a little bit, but like not up to it, whatever. And then that happened, and I was like, literally, like, fuck this. I am not going anywhere. I'm fucking going home. Fuck this shit. Fuck this whole thing. Okay. So that like pissed me off. Like that has been pissing me off, and it definitely like pissed me off today. I just literally like, I don't know. I feel like if people could see inside my head, like there's so much stuff that they wouldn't actually do. It was like in my head, like I really just wanted to like fucking punch her in the face and be like, do you like it when I touch you? Like fucking punch you in the fucking face? Like I wanted to resort to violence. Like that's how like annoyed I was. Because I hate like why, like this is a workplace. Like why do I have to actually tell you to stop more than once touching me? Like what's wrong with you? Like is this a situation that you like watched videos on, like ridiculous HR videos on where like I would have to report this person to HR? Like is this the level? Like what the fuck? And like mind you, like I'm in my late 20s. This woman is like in her late 40s or like early 50s, like she's old enough to where like this shouldn't be a thing. Like this is, you shouldn't be behaving like this in general. Like her whole personality is probably more so in my mind, like very immature, but that whole thing is like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? What the actual fuck? On top of that, she has been sending me stupid ass emails like, every time she has a problem, and I think I was mentioning that earlier, like every time she like can't figure something out, like the slightest thing within her own job role, she will like try to get other people to help her. So it's always like immediately like you have a problem, right? Like you come across a problem and instead of trying to work through a solution, you try to get other people to be like, hey, like I don't understand why this is not working. All right, well, like, why don't you try to find out? Why don't you try to troubleshoot? Why don't you try anything else? Like, why are you coming up to my desk and asking me? Why are you sending me 5 emails about it? Why don't you try looking? Because 9 times out of 10, and she does this all the time, 9 times out of 10, if she would have tried looking, like literally doing the fucking bare minimum, she would have seen the solution right there. And I have told her this plenty of times in the past. So now it's like, fuck you. Like, don't even bother emailing me because you won't get a response. And I'm at the end of my fucking rope. You know what I mean? With that whole shit. So like that she just generally fucking pissed me off. Okay. Then That's not it, ladies and gentlemen. There's another annoying person, okay? So lately, all right, I got a pretty big promotion at work. Yay! You know, cue the clapping, the round of applause. That's great, right? That's great. But major but, I have gotten way more than my fair share of projects. And when I say way more than my fair share of projects, it's kind of hard to describe to you guys without getting like really boringly specific. But I have like 6 projects that are pretty much due in the next like 2 to 3 weeks that I have limited resources for, that are big and complicated and require lots of thinking and brain power and lots of man hours. And I pretty much need to dedicate every waking moment to it in order to get it done by all those deadlines. And it's almost next to impossible. Okay. And on top of that, I also have all my other regular work to do. And on top of that, like the CEO of the company keeps, every time somebody has a problem, he's like, and it's flattering, but it's also like, oh, you know what I mean? Every time somebody has a problem, he's like, well, why don't you talk to her? Because she'll be able to help you. Like 3 times today, different department heads came up to me and were like, oh, I just talked to the CEO and he said that like, you probably could help me with this complicated issue. Flattering, nice, sure. But also, like, I'm actually in the middle of 6 projects that you're like pushing me for that, like, can make or break my career, that require every waking moment of concentration. And I am having to stop what I'm doing to help these other department heads who come to me like if there's a fire under their ass and they have like an emergency thing that they need my help with. Okay. So, like, on top of my regular work, on top of all those people coming up to me, we have just fucking annoying people. So one of the department heads, and this is like a rant session now, right? One of the department heads is an arrogant fucking prick. Like, there's no way. Like, if you met him, like, I hate to say stuff about people like that because I feel like if you can't actually go and meet the person to see what I'm saying, I feel like I'm just talking shit. But like, I promise you guys, if you spent 5 minutes with this person or maybe even less, you'd be like, oh no. She's 100% right. Like, this person is an arrogant asshole in every aspect of the word. Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, everything. It's just his, everything about him is so fucking arrogant and so annoying and so just condescending. And he's just such a fucking prick. So I hate dealing with him. I think everybody does, but I hate dealing with him. And unfortunately, he keeps coming up to me because the CEO is putting pressure on him, and fine, he's putting pressure on you about what you're doing for your department, but because he's putting pressure on you, you want to come to me and to try to get help from me when all you've been towards me is a fucking asshole. And then whatever response I give you, you are, because you know that I have this, I don't know, because you feel like the CEO likes me or something like that, any response I give you, you're gonna put in the email that I said, so this person, so she said, yada 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 yada, you know what I mean? And it's just like, it puts me in this fucking fucked up corner position, and it's just so frustrating. And so, of course, I have to stop what I'm doing and think about this and think about that, and putting me behind on my projects. It's just like, I can't tell you guys how fucking fed up I have been this past week. And that's not all, okay? So I don't want to just rant to you guys. I also want to get into, and I'm probably going to title this story, but I want to get into this now so that you don't think that I'm just like, I duped you with a rant session. I want to tell you this story so that you understand what kind of psychotic environment I work in. What kind of psychotic environment I work in with psychotic people, okay? Because what the fuck? All right, the pooper. Let's get into it. So, a while back, There was a pooper. You heard that right. Yes. There was a person working in the same place as I am. Okay? Sitting among us, like the game Among Us, was a pooper. You might be saying to yourself, isn't everyone a pooper? Everybody poops. Not like this, hopefully. Okay. This person would go into the bathroom, poop, take that poop, and I'm sorry for all you squeamish people, take that poop and rub it all over the fucking stall walls and everywhere else possible. And then would probably wash their hands, I'm assuming, and come out of the bathroom and come and sit among us, okay, whoever it was, and just yada yada back to their seat to wait for some unsuspecting, unlucky motherfucker to go into the bathroom and find this horrific scene. You might be thinking, wow, that's a crazy thing to have happen once in your office. Once would be enough for a lifetime. It has happened way more than once. We have a serial pooper on our hands. Okay? This person has striked and striked and striked again. It always happens in the women's bathroom. So either some fucking weirdo guy is waiting for the right moment and going into the women's bathroom and doing this, or a woman is doing this, which is, for some reason to me, being part of this gender, it's even more concerning. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It just is. Okay? Because that means that I am sharing a bathroom with some fucking lunatic who's pretending to be sane. Okay, nobody can figure out who this person is. There are cameras outside of the bathroom because of this person, whoever has done this. Still can't catch them because it's hard to narrow down, right? Because who knows? I think what's going on is probably like they're going to the bathroom or at the same time as other people, but maybe leaving last. But still, even if they leave last, let's just say three people go into the bathroom at once, right? And then one by one, each person leaves. Well, even among those three people, you can't accuse somebody of being the pooper. I mean, obviously one of them are the pooper, but you don't know who. How can you know? You know what I mean? So nobody's been able to fucking figure this out. And of course, like, maybe you could do an investigation to find like the common denominator, but I don't know. Maybe they'll do that in the future, but I don't know. Up to this point, like, who wants to spend the time going through the security footage to find out who the common denominator is over, like, because what'll happen is, like, they'll do it like one, like maybe 1 month, like it'll happen, and then like twice in a month, and then like it won't happen for another 6 months, and then all of a sudden it happens. You know what I mean? So it's like really hard to pinpoint, you know? And who knows if it's just one person? It could be multiple people. Like, who the fuck is doing this? Because I always have said, when this thing happens, you know, when some unlucky motherfucker comes running out of the bathroom, like, oh my gosh, somebody shit all over the place. Like, I've always been like, this is really concerning, because whoever did this had to have done this and then like washed their hands or whatever, and then just like sat down like nothing happened. And that to me is the part that's even crazier, because I would think like if you were doing this, you were like pissed at the company, but like weirdly, like it, like your reaction is really weird. I don't know. And then like you would just quit or something. But like this person is just working every day. And like, who are you pissed at? The janitor? The janitor that's going to have to clean it up? Or do you just like the chaos that ensues? Like, do you just like how everybody just starts talking about it, and like how some unlucky person has to like go in there and like scream? Like, what part of it is there enjoyment for you? Like, what is going on? So yeah, that happens. And at a time like this, you don't want that. I wait until I get home to use the restroom. I'm not using the restroom in the pooper bathroom. Okay? Like, it's just not going to happen. And who knows who the pooper is? It could be the same woman who's just like touching me. You know what I mean? Like, that's the part that really pisses me off. Like, we have a fucking serial pooper on our hands. Don't know if it's you, and you want to stick your hands in my fucking hair and like whatever else. What the fuck? Okay, that's shit that's been pissing me off. Stop it all off. The fucking office politics. Ugh. Anybody who's worked in an office knows that there are so many nuances in office politics that go on. Okay. Especially, I had to fix the mic. Another thing that's annoying. Especially when you get a promotion, okay? Like, there's lots of office politics that happen there. And trust me, I am not exempt from that. I have had to deal with jealousy, people being jealous, which honestly to me, like, I don't even give a fuck, an absolute flying fuck about a promotion. Like, there are people out there, maybe some of you guys are the listeners, and there's nothing wrong with that. There are people out there that, like, if you give them titles, like, if you give them clout, you know what I mean? Like, wow, Mr. Big Man, Mr. Big Shot, Mrs. Big Shot, like, you are now the vice president of the presidency of the president. You know what I mean? Like, you have this fancy-ass title. You have all this power. You can do this. You can make decisions on that. You're a Mr. and Mrs. in charge. You know what I mean? People like that. There are people who really enjoy that. They love the clout. They love the attention, they love the power, you know what I mean? It's amazing. Nothing wrong with that. Not my cup of tea, though. Not my thing. I don't give a fuck about power or clout or titles or whatever or whatnot. All I care about at the end of the day is how much more is on my paycheck. Not gonna lie to you. I would never lie to you guys. Keep it real on here. I care about how much more I'm getting on my paycheck, because you know what? With whenever I've gotten a promotion, it has meant more work and more responsibility. I have always gotten more work, more challenges thrown at me, and a lot more responsibility. And so with that, I am just looking at my compensation. Is it matching? Does it match more the level of work that I'm now expected to do? You know, because that's what I care about. You could strip away everything else. I don't care about my title. I don't care about how much power I have or whatever the fuck. I care about how many dollars and how many cents I'm making. I work for money, you know, and some people might frown on that. They're like, well, don't you want to enjoy your job? You know, shouldn't you pick a career you love? Ideally, yes. Ideally, fucking yes. I would love to do something that I love. And that's not to say that I hate what I do. I actually enjoy it. I enjoy the challenge of it. I think it's interesting. But even if I was doing something that I love, if my livelihood is tied up with it, then I am definitely looking at dollars and cents. I'm so sorry. Like, I need this stuff to survive. I need it. It determines the quality of my life in terms of, like, what I have access to. And, like, yes, money doesn't make you and it doesn't make the world go round and all that bullshit. But, like, to be quite honest, it is a big factor, right? And we all know it. And so that's what I'm looking at when I look at a promotion is dollars and cents. I don't give a fuck about anything else. But a lot of other people do seem to give a fuck about it. And that therein lies the office politics and all that bullshit. So I've been having to deal with that. And it has been supremely fucking annoying. Okay, like, why wasn't I included on this? And how come I can't get, you know, and the CEO never talks to me? And, like, how come I couldn't get that project? And, well, when I was doing what you were kind of doing, like, I didn't get this and I didn't get, well, fuck off. I'm not making these decisions and I don't care. I literally could care fucking less. I'm delivering on what I was asked to do. I don't care who likes me and who doesn't like me. I care about my motherfucking paycheck. So fuck off. That's how I feel. I feel like, fuck off. Like, just leave me alone. Like, I don't care about your stupid fucking ego and your politics and your bullshit. Like, I don't care. But I have to deal with it, unfortunately, every single day. Yeah, it's tough. It's definitely tough, you guys. It's definitely stressful. I don't like stress. I'm high stress right now. Like, I think I've talked a lot about depression on here and a lot about anxiety, but stress, I think, is under kind of, I mean, it's underlying with anxiety, I think, is a lot of stress. But this, yeah, today we're talking about stress because I'm stressed the fuck out. With all of this shit that's going on, not to mention this is all work. Everything I'm talking about is in the realm of work. I haven't even gotten to my fucking personal shit, like, that's been pissing me off, okay? Number one, my friends. Fucking friends. We've talked about friends a lot. The last episode was about friends that I've had before. But yeah, like, even the friends that I have now, like, okay? That's my feeling. That sound effect is my fucking feelings right now. Okay, the stress, man, the stress. Christmas is a stressful time. Everybody wants something from you, and it's just like too much for me right now. I can't fucking focus right now. I don't feel up to doing anything extra. Okay, stop inviting me. Stop inviting me. I can't make it. There's a pandemic outside. Like, I can't. Okay? I'm sorry. I'm not cool. I'm not part of the cool kids. Like, I'm not one of the millennials on the news that, like, refuses to follow orders. Like, I'm just not that person. Like, I'm not. Okay? And I don't want to go to your fucking party. So stop inviting me. Gosh, and stop getting mad when I don't show up. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, why are you mad that I'm not coming? Like, get over it. You know, most of my friends haven't even seen me in like a year, essentially. And like, just get over it. Get the fuck over it. Okay, it's over. And the boys. The fucking boys. What is wrong with you? Like, don't all of a sudden, the week before Christmas, drop it on me that you like me. You've liked me for so long, and risk our entire friendship and put everything on the line while you have a girlfriend. Why would you do that? What is going on in the world? Like, yes, guys, that happened to me this week. A guy that I am friends with reached out to me to tell me how much that he likes me when he has a current girlfriend. And like, whatever. Like, I talked about this in probably one of my prior episodes about me being a little bit toxic and having those, like, you know, Ariana Grande break up with your girlfriend on board moments. But like, it's like, have you guys watched Mean Girls? Because there's a quote from there that, you know, it's like, it's only okay when I do it. And that's how I feel about that. It's only okay when I do it. Like, it's only okay when I reach out to you. Not because I'm single. And so I can reach out to you and say, you know, like, I break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored. And you can be like, fuck off. But like, if you're the one with the girlfriend and you're reaching out to me, I feel like it's a slap in the face. Like, do you think I'm just like, gonna fucking be like, yeah, let's, you know what, I've liked you so much too, and then what's gonna happen? Like, and first of all, like, why, if you really like me, put it all on the line. You have some balls, you know what I mean? Break up with your girlfriend beforehand. Roll the dice. Maybe you end up with nobody, maybe you end up with me. Like, roll the fucking dice. Don't just like, you know, fucking, okay, here's my insurance, like, I still have this girl just in case this girl doesn't respond and tell me. And then you're gonna do it right before Christmas, so that, like, if I, like, how savage are you right before Christmas? Like, if I was like, oh my god, yeah, I like you too, and you'd break up with this girl right before Christmas, like, what the fuck, you know? Weird. Additionally, I have been thinking about just like in where I want my life to go, because like around this time of year, December, like that's how we all start thinking, right? I think most of us, like, where do you want your life to go? What are you doing with your life? You start reevaluating. And I'm completely fucking lost. I've hit a wall. I don't know. I don't know where I'm supposed to be going. I don't know where I want to go. It's hard to see. The world is murky. Everything is strange. I don't know to go, if I want to go right, left, up, or down. Like, I have no clue. So that's been stressing me out. Because usually I can have some semblance of like a vision of like where I want to go, even if I don't actually end up there, or even if, you know, like all my plans fail, like this year, at least I had somewhat of a something, right? I don't know. I have no clue. And that makes me feel weird, especially because come July, I will be 30. Yes, 30. Yeah, you heard me correctly. The 20s will be over, the 30s will be here, and I will be. Who knows? I don't fucking know. I don't even have a beginnings of a clue. And that stresses me out. Okay? That really stresses me out and pisses me off with myself and like all of that. Yeah, it's just so annoying. Like, I'm just so annoyed with everything. You guys, I'm just going to jump right back to also to the Fooper, because I feel like I kind of baited you there and didn't give you even more information. Like, I just want to say as well about the Fooper, like whoever that person is, because I had suspects before. Like, I thought like there were certain people that was like, okay, it's definitely this person. And then those people ended up like leaving the company, which was like even more like, okay, it's definitely was that person. So, and like the incident didn't happen for months. And I was like, okay, yeah, for sure. Like, it was that person. And all of a sudden that shit happens again. And it's like, now who is it? It better not be that fucking bitch to put her hands in my fucking hair. Because if it is, like, oh, like, yeah. Yeah, all the stuff that like pisses me off is just swirling in my head right now. Also, you know what? Like, I hate when people know that you don't want to talk to them, and they always just come and talk to you. And like that, those are the people that always like. I feel like, you know, the law of attraction is real, right? Like, you don't want something and then it comes to you. I feel like that's how certain people are. Like, you don't want to talk to them and then they just come up to you. Like, there's other woman, right? Old enough to be my mother. No shade, like, to her being older. I'm just telling you guys that fact because I feel like she should know better. Okay, I don't like when she comes up to talk to me because you know why? When she talks to me, she talks really, really fucking loud. Like, loud. And I'm the kind of person, like, use your inside voice. You don't have to fucking whisper, but use an inside voice, okay? Like, just, we learn that at such a young age. You don't have to shout. You're inside. Use your inside voice. You're right next to me. I can fucking hear you. I promise you, even if I tell you I can't hear you because I put in my earbuds because I'm trying to tune all of you out, like, I can still hear you. Like, I can hear you. Stop shouting at me. But she's just like a super loud talker. So every time she comes, and she comes right up to like my fucking like ear. First of all, this is another thing. Stop getting in my personal bubble. Like, dude, I can't, like, oh, like if you guys are like this, please, this is a PSA. Stop, especially right now. Like, nobody likes their personal bubble invaded unless, like, you know, it's a romantic relationship or some shit. Or like they're going to give you a hug because you're like family or something. Like, stop. Like, stop coming in my bubble. I don't like people in my fucking bubble. This woman, like, will come all the way, like, just, like, lean in to say something. Like, I'll be, like, facing my computer working away, and she'll like appear like to the left or the right side of me. They're like just right there, so if I turn my face I can almost kiss her. Like, it's just disgusting. Like, get away from me. Like, why are you this close to me? And by the way, her mask, you know how people like are wearing their mask around their ears, but like their mask is like sitting on their chin, so like it's right there where they could just pull it up, but like they're not, it's not covering their mouth or nose. Like, she'll come up to me like that and just start talking, you know. And she spits a little when she talks. So she'll be like, you know, hey, like, I have this problem. And she just, first of all, when she comes up to me, she starts talking to me as if I know exactly what she's talking about. You know, like, so, yeah, so Jim said blah, 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 blah. And so-and-so said yada, yada, yada. And your niece said this and this and that. And it's like, I have no fucking clue what you're even talking about or referring to. But you're just going to come up to me and just start talking and with no mind to like the fact that I'm in the middle of something, I'm typing something, and you know how annoying it is when you're typing something and people start to talk and you can't fucking focus. So you're gonna come in my bubble and you're just gonna start talking, assuming that I know what you're talking about. You're gonna be that close, you're not gonna wear your fucking mask. Are you kidding me? These motherfuckers are honestly out to kill me. Like, and it's pissing me off because I hate being that, because I feel like the annoying person here. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm the annoying person that has to be like, yo, can you please put on your mask? Like, can you please, like, put on your mask? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the stickler for rules and, like, totally uncool here. Like, just to be like, please, like, stop, you know, follow the rules. But, like, seriously? Why are you even bothering to wear it around your face then? Why are you doing this? You know, and you think, again, I try to use nonverbal clues because I don't want to be an asshole. So I just pull up my mask, you know, because I'm in my little corner. Like, so my mask is on my face like that. I'm in my little corner. And when I notice that, you know, somebody would come up to me like that, I'll just pull up my mask and cover my, you know, mouth and nose immediately. And you think it would prompt the other person to be like, oh, shit, yeah, I'm not wearing my mask. So, like, they'll, you know what I mean? Like, that nonverbal thing. But no, it doesn't. They still continue with their bullshit. And it's like, so annoying. And by the way, what's also been annoying me is, like, okay, so, like, I had a car ride conversation with one of my friends. And they brought up, like, they asked me something about my dad. Like, they were just, you know, they asked me something about my dad. And I was like, I don't know. I haven't talked to my dad in like 5 years or so. Like, I don't fucking know. And they're like, oh, and with not knowing anything about like the situation with my dad or anything. They're like, oh, yeah. Like, you should talk to him. Like, you should just forgive your dad. You know, it's your dad and you should talk to him. And it's like, having to get into that whole thing and being like, look, like, it's not so much that I'm not talking to my dad. It's that he's not talking to me and he doesn't give a fuck about me and doesn't care and doesn't want any responsibilities in his life and has not talked to me or any of his children for however long and like couldn't give a shit if I lived or died. Like, just pisses me off. Stop making assumptions about, you know, people's parents and stop making me talk about this shit. Like, and I'm not so much mad at my friend, like, okay, whatever, it's just one comment like that they made, like, no biggie, like, whatever, it is what it is. I'm more mad at the fact that, like, it brought things up that I don't even want to think about and now I can't stop thinking about, you know, because, like, a lot of times I'll just forget about the situation and then I'll be reminded about it and, like, I'll be like sick for like weeks, like not actually sick, but like it just makes me feel bad, you know, it just makes me feel bad. And I am pissed off that I feel bad now. And I'll probably feel bad until I can forget about it again. So that's pissing me off. So yeah, that's it for the grind my gear session, I guess. Like, I can't, sometimes I, like, can't believe that, like, this is real life and, like, these things are actually happening. And I know there's, like, worse things happening. Like, I know you guys probably have, like, a lot shittier stories, like, no pun intended. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure you guys are like, there's things that are like pissing you off, like, and I want to hear about it. I really do want to hear about it. Like, please tweet me SD_anxious. That's S as in stressed, D as in depressed, _anxious on Twitter, or just SD_anxious on Instagram, or go to the website, the brand new website that we have on podpage.com/stressdepressedanxious, whatever, all any of the means of communication we have, tell me and let me know, like, what's pissing you off this week. Because, you know, everybody talks about holiday cheer and all this shit. Fuck that. I mean, I made an episode called Fuck Christmas last year. Because it's always so stressful. I feel like it's such a stressful time of year. And again, especially this year, so many people are out of work and so many people can't even see their families. It's just so, it's so hyped up and it's so stressful. But like, honestly, like, just tell, like, fuck all the cheer. Tell me what's pissing you off. Tell me what's grinding your gears. I want to hear about it. And also, by the way, I'll probably put a poll out there to see if you guys want me to post episodes on a regular schedule. I think I talked about this before. Like, I prefer to upload episodes sporadically because I think that's when you guys get the best content from me, because I'm just kind of like talking about really what I've been going through. And I think that if I commit to like posting every certain day, then you might not always get the juicy bits. Sounded gross, but like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, I'm keeping it real with you guys. These are things that are happening almost in real time, or and feelings that I'm having almost in real time when I post. So it's coming straight from the heart, from the soul. And I kind of low-key feel like it might not be the same if I record on a specific day, but I love you guys and I'm willing to do anything for you guys. So if you, I will again put a poll out there, and if you guys think that I should post on a certain day, then I will begin doing that for you guys. I don't mind. And then like maybe, you know, whenever I feel like posting, you guys will get surprise episodes. So I might do that depending on what you tell me, but kind of like, whatever. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. I'll post the poll. You let me know. And we'll go from there, because I'm always happy to talk to you guys anyway. But yeah, that's what's been pissing me off. That's it for what's been pissing me off lately. There's probably a lot more shit going on that I probably missed, and I'll probably be like, oh, fuck, I should have told them about that. But whatever, you get the gist. Now you just tell me what's pissing you off, because I feel like that'll make us, I'll feel better knowing that I'm not the only one pissed off in the season of cheerfulness and happiness and joy. It's like, what the fuck? No, this world sucks. Let's toast negativity and just like fucking drink that shit down, because it's the truth, man. It's the fucking truth. Tomorrow I will actually have another episode for you guys. So you guys are getting like a back-to-back, very exciting episode with a special guest. So tune in for that. I will get that recorded tomorrow and hopefully edit it to post it for you tomorrow. So again, you'll get like a double episode this week, but it should be exciting. I can't wait. I'm going to wrap this up so I don't keep rambling, but thank you so much for listening. I love all of you. Don't forget to go check out the website and subscribe to the mailer list so that you guys can get the newsletters and all the information about any giveaways that I may be doing in the near future. Also, don't forget to check out the Patreon page and, you know, see if you want to become a pledge. There's going to be merch that you are eligible for at a certain tier, and lots more. So definitely go check that page out. Yeah, that's it. Wishing you guys a day, month, week, year free of stress, depression, and anxiety. Love you all, and have a good night. Until next time. Bye.